This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
9 minutes after 6 on this Wednesday morning from WSMI FM 106. Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
There's been a lot of changes in farming over the years. But at Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our commitment to farming and its way of life has never changed. Our products and services are a good fit because we understand the importance you place on your family and your farming operation. If it's the security of a long-term fixed-rate real estate loan, the flexibility of a one-year product, or one of our operating lines of credit, Farm Credit provides the products you want with the service you deserve. As a farmer-owned financial cooperative, Farm Credit has been serving farmers for generations. Whether we're in an office or on the farm, our commitment is the same. Dependable, constructive products and services designed for the way you farm. When you're looking for a lender that cares as much about you as you do your farm, look for Farm Credit of Illinois. You can find us online at fcsillinois.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financial needs.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was $4.43.5, up 6.5. March corn was $4.55.75, up 6. May corn, $4.64.25, up 6. November soybeans were $12.67, down 6. January soybeans were $12.66, down 5.75. March soybeans, $12.55.75, down 3.25. December wheat was $6.85.75, down 6.75. March wheat, $6.95.5, down 6.25. May wheat, $6.99.5, down 5.25. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Tuesday, the 15th report of grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Tuesday afternoon. Wheat and soybeans were lower on technical trading. Corn pushed higher with rain, causing an easing of harvest pressure. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 cents higher at 414 to 429. Soybean bids were 6 to 13 cents lower at 1230 to 1257. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 7 cents higher at 416 to 434. Soybean bids were 6 to 14 cents lower at 1242 to 1254. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 6 to 14 cents higher at 409 to 431. Soybean bids were mixed at 1239 to 1277. And wheat bids were 4 to 7 cents lower at 643 to 674. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were down 6 cents at 1272 to 1275. Basis was unchanged at 4 to 7 over the November. Soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 421.80 to 440.80, down $5, with basis unchanged at 15 to 34 over the December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were up 7 to 11 cents at 424 to 459. With basis unchanged up 5 cents at 20 under to 15 over the December. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids up 9 to 19 cents at 421 to 439, with basis 2 to 12 cents higher at 5 to 23 under the December. Soybeans ended down 4 to 8 cents at 1267 to 1272, with basis mixed at 3 under to 2 over the November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids at 4 to 10 cents higher at 435 to 444. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 3 to 4 cents with quotations at 1283 to 1290. Soft wheat closed 4 to 5 cents lower at 693 to 696. Milo ended the day up 6 to 7 cents at 478 to 479. contract bids for producers for January delivery. In the northern part of the state, corn was $4.19 to $4.41. Soybeans for January delivery were $12.36 to $12.62. In the central part of the state, corn for January delivery was $4.26 to $4.44. And soybeans for January delivery were $12.56 to $12.76. In the southern part of the state, corn for January delivery at $4.26 to $4.49. Soybeans for January delivery at $12.60 to $12.99. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys for the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $128.50, down 95 cents. December live cattle, $132.75, down 40 cents. February live cattle, $134.45, down 40 cents. October feeder cattle were $165.70, down $1.67. November feeder cattle were $167.50, down $1.90. January feeder cattle were $166.75, down $1.72. December lean hogs were $87.80, up $1.45. February lean hogs, $89.80, up $1.15. April lean hogs, $90.10, up 65 cents. And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.47. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.42. October corn delivered to Scottville, $4.47. November corn delivered to Scottville, $4.42. October beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.62. November beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.74. October wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.60. The pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.47, corn at Scottville is $4.47, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $12.62, and wheat at Scottville is $6.60. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela, and part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area at this time. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs, and by Stein Seeds.
I'm here at Stein Seed with Myron Stein, and we're talking about field potential and refuge in a bag. Myron, what can you tell me about your Rib Complete hybrids?
Stein offers Genuity Smart Stacks and VT Triple Pro Rib Complete options. They take the hassle out of refuge planting by simplifying to a single bag solution, offering the broadest spectrum of insect protection plus herbicide tolerance. Another choice for growers to maximize a field's true potential.
Visit Stein Seed online, on your mobile, or contact your local Stein Seed dealer.
Contact Regional Sales Manager Gary Niemeyer or your local dealer. Ready to improve your farm's operating efficiency? Then talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service will provide you with an integrated system of agronomic products and services. You'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Discover how M&M could apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today and find out why they are your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today, high temperatures in the upper 50s with west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight becoming cloudy, a slight chance of showers, low temperatures in the mid-40s, and for tomorrow Thursday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers, highs in the mid-60s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower on Friday. Low temperatures in the low 40s, highs in the low 60s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady, we have partly cloudy skies, 45 degrees. And over the past 24 hours here at the Weather Center, 0.2 inches of rain. And that's a check of color radar weather brought to you on this Wednesday morning by Stein Seeds and by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield, by the Monsanto Southern Illinois team, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
The White House says the government shutdown is choking the flow of U.S. exports. According to guidance issued Monday, exports have been affected as import and export licenses and applications are on hold. Many products aren't flowing into and out of the country, and import data that informs international trade is not available. The White House specifically mentioned that the shutdown is impacting the efforts of American farmers and growers to sell products overseas and capitalize on these markets. American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman has sent a letter to the Farm Bill conferees detailing Farm Bureau's views on an array of issues related to the legislation. Overall, according to Stallman, both the Senate and House bills provide an adequate food and farm safety net for consumers and farmers built around the options that are consistent with Farm Bureau policy. According to Stallman, the overarching concerns of Farm Bureau on the Farm Bill are ensuring that permanent law is not repealed and a complete, unified bill continues. He wrote that the threat of reinstatement of the long-outdated policies in 1938 and 1949 acts have served as strong motivation for Congress to enact new farm bills for some time. Stallman said repealing those acts, making the 2013 Farm Bill commodity title permanent law, could make it difficult in the future to generate sufficient political pressure to adjust the commodity safety net provisions should conditions in production agriculture change. Stallman said Farm Bureau also fears a farm bill without a meaningful nutrition title will make it difficult, if not impossible, for the House and Senate to reach agreement on a final version that can be signed by the president. The rains we've been having lately have slowed harvest down a bit, but they're also helpful for encouraging the winter wheat crop. I spoke with Arlen Suderman about the market impacts this weather could be having.
Yeah, we have seen an increase in moisture in the winter wheat belt as a whole. We still have some dry areas, but overall we're getting some of the topsoil moisture needed in order to get the crop established. That's certainly been positive. The rains have delayed the harvest, particularly as we've gotten the first part of this week, more so in the west and perhaps more so as we get into eastern Midwest. The rains kind of diminished as we went through the central Midwest portion. But what that has done is that has firmed up basis in a couple of markets where the competition for these new crop supplies is still pretty strong, particularly for the oilseed market, for soybeans, soy meal. That is where we're seeing the greatest demand at this point and where end users are battling over those supplies. One of the news stories starting to come out at this time is just the real shortage of quality milling wheat that's been driving the wheat market to some surprising gains, not necessarily today. But overall, we've been seeing some very encouraging signs in the wheat market because of strong demand amid diminishing global supplies of quality milling wheat. And that's been focused primarily on South America. But then adverse weather has kept many farmers from planting their wheat in Ukraine as well as in Russia, which is both of those areas are major competitors of ours on the global export market. And now China's ag minister says that because of severe drought, they may not be able to get all the wheat planted there, particularly in the Henan province, and that may increase their dependency on imported wheat, which would include wheat from the United States as well. So overall, wheat is probably the bright spot right now, driven by demand and diminishing global supplies.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. Halloween is fast approaching, and as everyone gets geared up to gorge on candy and other sweets, it probably isn't a bad idea to think about what you can do with your diet to keep your teeth healthy. I spoke with Joyce Fickrey of the St. Louis Dairy Council.
You know, a healthy diet is important for so many things, but by including 3 servings of dairy, it really does provide vitamins, minerals, all the things that are really important for dental health. And that includes things like calcium, vitamin D, potassium, and phosphorus. So it is really important to choose healthy foods for meals and snacks, and also to avoid foods that have lots of sugar and few vitamins and minerals. So milk, it really is a very nutritious drink. It's the most nutritious drink that's out there, and it's the best source of many nutrients that are important for healthy teeth.
Fickrey went on to explain how cheese can actually help prevent cavities.
It can. You know, it's great as a snack, and of course, because it's made from milk, it contains a lot of the wonderful things that we find in milk. Again, a good source of calcium, the phosphorus, and the protein. And cheese actually helps to strengthen the tooth enamel, and that is the outer coating that is on our teeth. It's also excellent, or it's important as a stimulator of saliva, and that is important for a couple different reasons, because saliva helps us clear out the particles that are left in the mouth after a meal, and also it helps to clear out bacteria in your mouth that would all, you know, feed on these particles and then produce acids, which would cause cavities in your teeth. So saliva helps to neutralize post-meal acid, and by that means further decreases the chance that you will develop cavities. And so that's great news. That cheese tastes great and also can help prevent cavities.
Again, that was Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council. October is National Pork Month, and to celebrate, we're having a drawing to give away 10 sets of coupons for $10 worth of pork products. Only one winner per family. To enter, just email me at angela@wsmiradio.com. Again, that's angela@wsmiradio.com. And in honor of National Pork Month, here's a fun fact about pigs. Pigs lie in mud because they do not have sweat glands and need water or mud to cool off. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.